Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, 200 new jobs have been announced today for Donegal. A man has been hospitalised following a workplace incident in Letterkenny earlier today. Second level teachers in Donegal will take to the picket line tomorrow in protest at plans to accelerate reform of the leaving cert. And snow and sleet are expected to fall in the northwest tonight as temperatures drop nationwide. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First news though, 200 new jobs are on the way for Donegal. Abbott has announced its intention to expand its site in Donegal as part of a €440 million investment in its operations in Ireland. Eamon Tortney has more.
As part of a €440 million investment, Abbott today officially opened its state-of-the-art manufacturing facility in Kilkenny. The huge investment also includes a significant expansion of the company's Donegal site, where a further 200 jobs are being created. The global healthcare leader has been operating in Ireland since 1946, producing a diverse range of healthcare products. The company currently employs approximately 6,000 people across its 10 sites in Dublin, Donegal, Clonmel, Coote Hill, Galway, Kilkenny, Longford and Sligo. Taoiseach Simon Harris says Abbott's latest investment is a further vote of confidence in Ireland as a location for world-class advanced manufacturing and healthcare businesses.
A man has been hospitalised following a workplace incident in Letterkenny earlier today. Gardaí and emergency services were called to the scene of the incident at a property between Windy Hall and Killylaston at around 8 o'clock this morning. The man is being treated at Letterkenny University Hospital for what Gardaí have described as non-life-threatening injuries. Sinn Féin is calling on a Fine Gael senator to come out of hiding and answer questions about his involvement in an assault in 2018. John McGahan, who is running in the general election in Louth, was found not guilty of assaulting a man in a criminal case but was found civilly liable in the High Court. Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty says he needs to answer questions.
That person would not be a candidate for Sinn Féin. It would also be wall-to-wall coverage if this was a Sinn Féin candidate. Let's also be honest about this. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Simon Harris can run from this issue and pretend that this is something that he can just brush under the carpet. This is somebody that they're promoting to represent the people in the National Parliament. And he needs to answer questions in relation to this. And I think he needs to come out of hiding on this.
Well, the Taoiseach says he's seen video footage of Senator John McGahan. However, he believes it doesn't include all of what happened. Photos and videos have circulated online showing injuries a man suffered following an altercation with the Fine Gael candidate. Simon Harris says it's up for the public to decide if they want him as a TD.
I've seen the video footage on the internet. I don't believe that is all of the footage. But what I do know is a jury saw all of the footage. A jury, not me, because I'm not a jury. I'm not a judge. A jury looked at all of the footage. A judge looked at all of the footage. And a jury acquitted John McGahan. And that has to be the standard that we hold in terms of our criminal justice system in Ireland. There's an election on. And on Friday the 29th, the people of Louth will have a right to decide who they wish to represent them in the next law.
Second level teachers in Donegal will take to the picket line tomorrow in protest at plans to accelerate reform of the leaving cert. The plans include more of an emphasis being placed on project work worth up to 40%. ASTI and TUI members locally will gather outside College de Owen in Buncrana at around 1:10 tomorrow afternoon. Padraig Curley is ASTI Vice President and a teacher in Donegal. He says it's imperative the implementation of the proposed leaving cert changes are delayed to ensure sufficient resources are available to all schools.
Biology, for example, we're going to have things like laboratory experiments and tests for this 40%, which is a lot of marks for a project. Yet we can see that the resources are not anywhere near in place for it. Some schools, and it's an equality issue, because some schools will have good facilities, maybe two labs, whereas other schools, unfortunately, as we well know, haven't near those resources. They haven't the labs. The students won't be able to get into them. And they're going to be disadvantaged, clearly disadvantaged. Even besides the resources issue, and it even comes down to even computer access. I mean, all of these projects now, and this is the student welfare angle, I'm teaching for 30 years the practical subjects, so I've always thought projects, you know, construction studies and the new drawn project, that's 40%, and construction is 50%. So there's no problem with having projects, but it's simply having every single subject with the project now is going to put a huge amount of pressure on students. The competition is going to be fierce, and basically you're going to be pitting one school off the other in terms of resources, or even, you know, obviously I haven't even mentioned the elephant in the room, AI, how this is going to affect all of these project components and stuff. I mean, you'd think that Ireland would know it, considering that we have the headquarters for Google and all of that stuff there. So there's a huge, huge concern in terms of equity of resources.
Snow and sleet are expected to fall in the northwest tonight as temperatures drop nationwide. A Standish yellow warning has been issued for Donegal, Cavan, Monaghan and Leitrim. The alert comes into effect at 7 o'clock this evening and will remain in place until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Met Éireann is warning of the possibility of poor visibility and difficult travelling conditions. A Standish yellow low temperature warning, meanwhile, has also been issued for the country for tomorrow night. It will start at 8 o'clock and run until 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather is urging people to be careful when out and about.
It really is going to be a case of taking care. It's back to kind of our usual winter driving, I suppose, in terms of leaving a bit more time for your journey, allowing time to defrost the car and, you know, watch out for icy patches. There is a risk of significant icy patches, especially on roads in the north on Tuesday, but then in many parts of the country from Tuesday night, Wednesday night especially, could get down to as low as -5 degrees.
The Green Party in Donegal has confirmed it will be running a poster-free general election campaign. Candidate Dr. Nuala Carr says postering is wasteful, polluting and a hazard to the public. She's suggesting that Ireland adopts a model used elsewhere in Europe.
I just think somebody has to make a start and see what it would be like without posters, or else we could follow the example of what they do in place in France, where they have a specified or an allocated area where people can put their posters, everybody gets the same amount of space, and do it that way, rather than putting up posters in places where they could cause obstruction.
Do they believe that works? Because one of the things we're told by the parties is posters are very, very important for facial recognition. The picture on the poster is usually the same picture that's going to be on the ballot paper, and a lot of candidates believe that's crucially important in securing the undecided voters.
Absolutely, that's the message, I suppose, out there among political parties. But is it just maybe a fear that if your face isn't there, that you're not getting recognised? But if it was a level playing field and everybody had to do the same, then everybody's going to be getting the same facial recognition. And I mean, I suppose existing TDs have that added advantage of they're already recognised, they're already known by the population. So there should be a way to try and make it fair for everyone and level it up, and we have to start somewhere.
The 100% Redress Party, meanwhile, has launched its election manifesto. Charles Ward has stressed that while securing 100% redress for homeowners impacted by defective concrete is a key principle, the party's focus goes beyond that with a desire to secure key investment in Donegal and its communities. He says the party developed from conversations among ordinary people, and he believes its success in June's local elections can be replicated on Friday week.
There are potentially 10,000 homes affected in Donegal. 10,000 homes equals a lot more people that are currently affected. We have been looking for a voice for long enough, and currently we have 4 councillors that were elected against all odds. What we need is a voice that will be direct and to the heart of the matter, and that voice is going to be me, hopefully. We have a fight on our hands. Dublin do not recognise what is currently going on in Donegal, but I recognise it because I live this crisis every single day, along with the thousands of others that are currently affected.
You're very careful to make the point that 100% Redress is not a single issue party, and it's interesting that your campaign slogan isn't rebuilding houses, it's a slogan that says rebuilding communities. You believe this goes beyond defective blocks?
I believe it goes beyond defective blocks, yeah. I believe rebuilding our communities is an all-round, okay? So rebuilding our communities, we have our homes crumbling, we have Our creches crumbling. We have our old people's homes crumbling. The government do not want to see me on the floor of the Dáil bringing up the fact is that they put a scheme in place that doesn't work. This is a nightmare scenario for them to have me elected. They do not want to see me in Dublin, but hopefully the people get behind me and we get meet myself in and get elected. And the 100% New Jersey Party will go from strength to strength and be a voice for people in Donegal.
Customers and retailers can work together to help get counterfeit money out of stores. That's the view of the Convenience Stores and Newsagents Association after a 500% increase in the reported use of fake banknotes this year. Gardaí recommend checking for the hologram, security tread and watermark if you suspect you're dealing with fake currency. CEO of the CSNA, Vincent Jennings, says customers have to realise shop workers are only doing their job when they look for proof of authenticity.
People shouldn't feel any level of umbrage or offence if the note is taken for checking. It's not that we're defaming a person. It's not that we're suggesting that they are trying to pass over bad notes. But we have to be very careful.
Donegal County Council, backed by the Department of Transport, is inviting local residents and other interested parties to participate in the third non-statutory public consultation for the Letterkenny Southern Network project. The project is intended to develop the transport network around the south of Letterkenny town, with a road development to provide connectivity from Letterkenny to West Donegal and reduce traffic congestion. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The project is currently at the option selection phase, and after looking at a number of potential improvement options, an emerging preferred route corridor has been identified by consultants and council officials. The council is now seeking feedback on that preferred route corridor, which will help inform the final stages of that selection assessment. As part of that process, an in-person non-statutory public consultation event will take place at the Public Services Centre in Letterkenny on tomorrow week. After that, there will be a public display in the foyer of the centre until the end of the year. Online submissions can be made at consult.donegal.ie from Tuesday, November 26th until December 31st, with email and postal submissions also being accepted by the project team. Links and more details on our website, highlandradio.com.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the new Kids Nastics range for young gymnasts at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. New Derry manager Paddy Talley will have to plan without veteran defender Chrissy McCaig next season. The All-Star has called time on his 16-year inter-county career after informing the incoming manager of his decision. McCaig says the time is right to step away, and the Sloughnane clubman retires with two Ulster medals and a National League title. In athletics, Letterkenny AC's Anne-Marie McGlynn became the first person to win both the National Marathon Championship title and the National Cross Country Championship crown. Anne-Marie, who defended her Women's Marathon Championship in Dublin 3 weeks ago, won the women's race at the National Cross, which was held in Irvinestown in Fermanagh on Sunday. It now means that next up for Anne-Marie is the European Cross Country Championships, which are taking place in Turkey next month.
Nothing changes because, like, if anything, I've done very little the last 3 weeks, so I'll just tap into it now and just keep myself firing, get to Turkey, like, you know what I mean? I'm very fit, so I just have to tap into that wee bit of speed now and just get the legs moving. It's all I can do, so, yeah, don't even know what the course is like in Turkey because I haven't even looked at it.
And no woman has ever, or man for that matter, been cross-country national champion and marathon champion in the same year, so that adds to it as well.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Just shows it can be done, but look, if that was on any other course today, like, it could have been a different story. It suited me. It was just a workhorse course. It was just, there was no let-up. You just had to grind it out, and I'm very good at grinding it out, and it just suited me. Yeah, so it's just my day. I'll take it.
Yeah, super performance once again by Anne-Marie McGlynn, and her year's not done yet as she heads to Turkey. In rugby, Ireland captain Ciarán Doris has been nominated for the World Rugby Player of the Year award. The Leinster number 8 assumed the captaincy earlier this year and played a key role in Ireland's Six Nations triumph last spring. South African trio Ebdom Esbeth, Cheslin Colby and Peter Steph Dutoit complete the shortlist. Ireland's Terry Kennedy, who won the award in 2020, is again nominated in the Sevens Player of the Year category. To football, Northern Ireland will look to secure promotion to League B of the Nations League tonight. Michael O'Neill's side know a draw will be enough against Luxembourg to ensure that they top the group. Ahi Aaron's Conor Bradley will once again lead the side there. And Scotland will start the night bottom of their group in League A ahead of the meet with Poland in Warsaw. Tottenham midfielder Rodrigo Bentancur has been banned for 7 matches by the English FA for using a racial slur. The Uruguayan made a remark about his teammate Song Heung-min when speaking on television following a match in June. Bentancur has also been fined £100,000. To golf, Rory McIlroy says he's determined to chase down Colin Montgomery's all-time record of 8 Order of Merit wins. The Northern Irishman won the DP World Tour Championship to finish the season at the top of the rankings for a 6th time. McIlroy overcame a wobble during his final round to take the victory. Former Ryder Cup captain Paul McGinley says Rory needs to concentrate more.
We're talking Jack Nicklaus's, we're talking Tiger Woods, we're talking a very, very top level of the game. That's when they take the bit between their teeth and they move forward and they finish the tournament. Rory played great at the end and it was wonderful to see him pulling off those shots under pressure at the end, but he should have had the tournament won by then.
In snooker, Cork's Aaron Hill is through to the last 4 of the UK Championship qualifying tournament. He beat China's Chung Kai Wai by a final frame and will now meet Matthew Silt in the next round of the competition. Finally, this evening on the DL Debate here in Highland, Brendan Devaney will be joined by Armagh legend Aaron Kiernan to look back at all the highlights from the Ulster Club Championship over the weekend. Plus, fresh from the National Referees meeting, two of our top officials, Mark Dorian and Enda McFeely, will be on the show to discuss the new rules for 2025 and their implementation. That's the DL Debate with Brendan Devaney after the 7 news tonight. And it will also be podcasted on highlandradio.com. That's your sport, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And we're turning to some news. A Glenties councillor says he's very optimistic that the recently formed Twin Town team will play a significant role in bringing much-needed investment and development to the town. Councillor Brian Carr says a preliminary meeting earlier this month was very positive. The Glenties Town team was formed earlier this year with similar initiatives in Creeslaw, Ballybofey, Stranorlar, Buncrana and Moville. Ultimately, the hope will be to secure town centre first projects such as the one in Milford, which has already seen €100,000 allocated this year. Councillor Carr is hoping Glenties can secure something similar.
It's a groundbreaker. We had a big meeting. There was about 25 people at it. We had consultants, which has been appointed through the council. And there's a great feel-good factor at the moment. There's a fantastic committee there in place at the moment, and they're pushing things forward. And the concept of the town teams, you know, we didn't really have the council behind us and other groups and other teams for years, but we have it now, and I think this is going to be fantastic for the town going forward.
Looking toward Milford, we've seen that develop into the town centre first plan in Milford getting funding, and a lot's starting to happen there now. There's a number of other towns across the county, some in this municipal district, which are in a position to follow that, and the town teams being present on the ground already are going to play a huge role in facilitating it.
They are, yeah, and as you said, the experience of the other teams that can pass on to us what they've done wrong or what they've done right, and we have those templates now in our area. And as I said last week, we sat down with the consultants. They outlined what's going to happen, which had happened in previous towns and previous villages throughout the county over the last number of years. So we have the vast experience sitting in the room with us now because of other towns have this done already.
For weather now, cloudy this evening and tonight with outbreaks of rain, sleet and snow with accumulations possible, especially on high ground. Lowest temperatures of -1 to +2 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, 200 new jobs are on the way for Donegal. Abbott has announced its intention to expand its site in Donegal as part of a €440 million investment in its operations in Ireland. A man has been hospitalised following a workplace incident in Letterkenny earlier today. Gardaí and emergency services were called to the scene of the incident at a property between Windy Hall and Killylaston at around 8 o'clock this morning. Second level teachers in Donegal will take to the picket line tomorrow in protest of plans to accelerate reform of the leaving cert. The plans include more of an emphasis being placed on project work worth up to 40%. And snow and sleet are expected to fall in the northwest tonight as temperatures drop nationwide. A standard yellow warning has been issued for Donegal, Cavan, Monaghan and Leitrim, while a low temperature warning is due to come into effect tomorrow night. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, November the 18th. The death has taken place of Jerry McLaughlin, 15 New Street, Claddagh, and formerly of Stanley's Walk, Derry, reposing at his home tomorrow evening from 5 o'clock. Puna leaving his home on Thursday morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Donnyloop at 12 noon, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via Donnyloop Chapel YouTube. The death has occurred of Josephine Nora Boy Canning, née Gallagher, Malahide, Dublin, and formerly of Downings, reposing at Stafford's Funeral Home, Gulf Links Road, Port Marnock, Dublin, tomorrow from 3 o'clock until 5 o'clock. Removal from there on Wednesday morning, going to St Sylvester's Church for funeral mass, followed by cremation in Dardistown Crematorium, Old Airport Road, Dublin. The death has taken place of Danny Sweeney, Maharalaska, Bombay. His remains are reposing at Rorschach's Funeral Home, Derrybeg, until 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 2 o'clock until 8 o'clock, with rosary both nights at 8 o'clock. Removal to the family home after the rosary tomorrow. The house is private, please. Funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning, followed by interment in Maharagallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorschach Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has occurred of George Sterrett, Rincleven, Dunfanaghy. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral service in the Presbyterian Church, Dunfanaghy, on Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in Ballymore Graveyard. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock to 10 o'clock and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Medical 3, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or James Harkin funeral directors. The death has occurred of Breege McGee, née Moyne, Upper Slavery, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her home. Removal from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15 to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy funeral directors. The death has taken place of Nan Anastasia Henry, named McCormick, Tar Drum, Greencastle, reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in Ballybrack Graveyard. Rosary at 9 o'clock with family time from 10 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Carndonagh Community Hospital and the Nazareth House. Nan's funeral mass will be broadcast live on Emma McLaughlin Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Anna French, née Rowan, Boya, Porthall, Lifford, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. And the death has occurred of Nora T. Quinn, Glenroe Glenties, and formerly the Glen Tavern, Greenan's Glenties. Nora's remains are reposing at her home, with removal from there this evening at 5:30 to the Church of the Holy Family Eden Infa for 6 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral mass tomorrow at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in the family plot Eden Infa. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.